Roger.
What was that? That was a Flying High.
Flying High, yeah.
But not called Flying High in America.
No.
Yeah. Airplane.
Such a good movie.
There's a couple of things like that. Like Hungry Jack's is Burger King and Rice Bubbles are Rice Krispies.
And aren't Weet-Bix Wheaties?
No, Wheaties are Wheaties. Wheaties are kind of non-sugary cornflakes.
Boring.
Boring as shit.
Wheaties.
Are we on?
Yeah.
Is that swear going to go? Okay.
Well, talk about swearing.
Yeah.
The rudest word in our starts with C, right?
So yes, it does.
So that is, all right, so but in Australia, we use it pretty regularly.
Well, it can mean so many. You can be
a funny C. Yeah. Or you can be a dirty C.
Yeah.
All that sort of stuff. So we know
that's
that.
That's right, yeah.
And it's kind of accepted amongst all our mates. If we're down the pub and we drop that, that's not a big deal.
That's nothing. It's almost like endearment. You're part of us. You're part of our little group.
In America, though, Marco.
Oh, they can't stand it.
No. That is one word that if you use that word over there, it's almost room stops, looks at you and goes, get out, you filthy animal.
You filthy animal.
Yeah, like really. Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, they really frown upon it. To where we use it.
I kind of like it. I kind of like the word just amongst mates. I don't use it in front of women.
Yeah.
Ever.
I've been guilty.
Really?
Yeah.
In the car, I'm big on it.
Yeah.
I don't love it.
Yeah.
No,
it's not the greatest word.
Hey, you just woofed down two of the biggest sandwiches I've ever seen.
It's not in one,
my
two.
Goodness
me, I had to.
Why?
I've had a few. Well, I was on it last night.
You're on the guest.
Yeah, I was on the guest.
Celebrating? Well, just a regular Wednesday night for you. What was it?
One of my mates was going back to Hong Kong.
Right.
So Bradley, the bloke got hit in the head with a with a golf ball.
Yeah, that's it.
So
but the guy, the best eyes in the world.
Best eyes in the world, and I'm not going to see him for 6 months. So we thought, let's do it.
Hey, just not good looking eyes. He could actually best seeing eyes.
No,
the best seeing eyes in the whole world.
He can spot a golf ball through mountains.
Yeah, it's just like he's found a golf ball in a bush like 100 metres away. Something.
Just left of the rock.
Yeah. He goes, one more step. So that guy. So we thought we'd get on the source to celebrate him going away. Or not celebrate.
Yeah.
Well, some would say celebrate. Others would say commiserate.
Right.
So I finished at 2 this morning.
Yeah, he's a pilot?
Yep.
Was he as drunk as you?
Drunker.
So he's actually in charge of a plane right now?
No, he's flying he's actually, what's it called? passaging up.
Oh, he's the deadhead.
He's sitting in first class and he's passaging up to Hong Kong and then you'll fly to Hong Kong.
Would he be drinking in first class, do you reckon, after last night?
No, because you've got to be sober. It's not like the movie, what was that movie with Denzel Washington? Flight? Where he's flying the thing upside down, he's on coke. And Brad's probably the opposite of that. But he
that's
was
not
on,
Denzel, was it? Oh, yes, it was Denzel.
But Brad.
What a show that was.
But we had some. So we finished at 2 and I'm very dusty, to say the least. And it's well past midday we're recording here right now. And that was my first bit of food and I'm hanging on by my fingernails.
How many reckon you had? How many cans?
Slab?
No, not that many.
Half a slab.
15 Coopers and...
3/4 of a slab.
Let's say 6 or 8 Jim Booms.
Whoa. That's a slab, dude.
Jeez.
And some red and some Zambuca. Yeah.
That is a...
Yeah, it was a big session.
That is a big session.
And how long did it take before you started feeling anything? Because you can drink. How long before you started going, oh, hang on.
I think this is what everyone does. I think once you start transitioning from one drink to the other, you know you're going from level to level.
Yes.
So I'm level 1 with the Coopers.
That's right.
Level 2 under the... actually, I wasn't drinking Jim Beam, so I called Nelson Counties.
Yeah.
I never had them before.
But really now you get to level 2 drunkenness in a happy way.
Yeah.
Like about 6 beers in and then you're on the way.
Once I hit level 4, the phone comes out. And I terrorise people. I actually rang mum last night and terrorised her at about 11.
Your mum, you might not even know this.
What's going on?
Well,
you don't tell me you've tried to pick up mum.
No, I'm not trying to pick your mum up.
What are you doing then?
Well, remember last time you were talking about your bumblebee?
My BMX.
Yeah, that's right.
I'll never, ever, ever, ever forgive my mother for buying me that bumblebee.
Well, we're getting her on
today. I wanted a mongoose.
We're getting her on today. We're getting Mary.
You're getting
Mary on today.
Oh, she's a good talker.
The family have demanded it.
Because
okay, because we'll talk.
Because you want your mum to apologise for getting you a bumblebee.
I want an apology.
this is just so wrong.
No, it's not wrong. It's
you don't break a
kid's heart by buying. It's like you rock up to school. If you're in the athletic side and you rock up to school and you're wearing Kmart runners, you're not going to look the part or even feel the part, which means you're not going to be able to perform. I couldn't go over the tabletop with real confidence and conviction.
What sort of a job did your mum have growing up?
Clerical work.
So she was doing clerical stuff
up at the mental asylum in Sunbury
with a whole bunch of people with a few issues.
Yeah, a lot of issues. Yep.
She was doing that 9 to 5 every day.
And she was also cleaning. She had other jobs. She had about 4 jobs.
And you want an apology from your...
Bloody oath I do.
Jeez.
This is going to be so...
Oh, I want it. This is... So are you feeling of getting Mary on?
Yes.
Are you getting Mary on? So Mary used to work up at the Clural Centre in Sunbury. And there were 7 Marys that worked there.
Oh, there were.
There were 7 Marys that worked in the office.
I'm going to ask her that question.
Yeah, you can. And she got given a nickname. They all got nickname. And Mary was Meg.
Yep.
So my mum was Meg at work. But Mary. So you've got to ask Mary about...
7 times Marys.
7 Marys.
Right.
There was Mary Rush and there was a heap of Marys.
So we had a message this week from Legend of Sunshine who says, "Hey, boys, another ripping pod. By the way, I want to meet the legend Mary. Legend of Sunshine, you're going to meet her today."
All right.
Today's the day.
Looking forward to...
Today's the day.
Have you touched base with her?
Yeah.
Because she's got a busy schedule.
Yeah. And
watching the tennis and doing gardening and then she goes and watch bowls.
Yeah, we've got a schedule.
All right, good. I hope you have.
Can I ask a question? You were talking about a Sambo before. You were eating a Sambo before. Yeah. In fact, you had two.
I had a toasted sandwich and a ham and cheese croissant.
Is that your go-to hangover food?
No.
What's your go-to hangover food?
Oh, Kentucky.
I had some in the car, but I didn't have a drink last night.
Today?
Yeah.
You had Kentucky today?
In the car. I was a little bit hungry.
Lex Blackburn, the dirty bird will smell the car out. You can't be having Kentucky in the car.
I just had 3 tenders.
Oh,
eating while you're driving.
Yes.
Gravy?
No. No, no.
Or dipping sauce?
No,
barbecue?
The tenders don't need anything.
Oh, no, the gravy. Oh.
No. Oh. The tenders, they use the herbs and spices that remain secret to this day.
No, I've cracked it.
That's all. You don't know what the 7 herbs and spices are.
Well, you've said this before.
I've cracked it. I've got it.
Fill us in.
No.
You've worked it. Why not?
No way. This is mine and the Colonel. We're riding shotgun, me and the Colonel. I've got it. I've actually worked it out.
Right.
And a lot of it's got to do, I know the herbs and spices are really important, but it's how you cook it too.
Yeah, okay.
You've got to be good at it.
Well, I want to ask you this then, because with those 3 chicken tenders, I also had a small chips.
Ooh,
now,
great chippies.
You can't tell me that that's just chicken salt on those chips. There is something else.
I haven't cracked that code yet. I have not cracked that code. There are
plenty of other joints, fish and chip shops, Red Rooster.
No, it's the oil they're doing.
Other joints.
It's got to be the oil.
Who all they do is put chicken salt on it and they think magically you're going to have Kentucky Fried Chicken and chips, but there's just not even close.
No. But that's my go-to. And I think it's the salt.
Can I put out
and
a
the fat can that
I,
you get in it.
Can I put out an all-points bulletin to the couple of blokes' family, because I know somebody listening right now has worked in KFC in the past, and I need to know what's on those chips, because they're just the right moistness involved, and the chicken salt is different from every other joint.
I could be persuaded to give the recipe. Could be.
For the 7 herbs and spices?
Not 7, my friend.
How
13.
Many? 13 herbs and spices,
yes.
I thought it was 7 as well.
No, they tell you 7 because they don't want you to find the other 6.
Oh.
Everyone knows that.
Oh, okay.
That's called Bluff 101.
Oh.
Yeah. Every good colonel wannabe knows that there's 13 herbs and spices.
How could you be convinced? What do you need to happen to be convinced?
If listeners want it, I'll do it.
Oh, okay.
I'm easily bored.
We'll do a poll.
We'll do a poll.
We'll work a poll up.
All right, done. We love polls.
You've got to come up with 13 herbs and spices.
I've got it.
We'll try it.
And I'll tell you what else I've been doing. I'm being that's a grog coming out of me.
Yeah,
I'm sweating. Like, I'm sweating like a gypsy with a mortgage.
Yes,
I've got
apologies to any gypsies.
and if you're a mortgage holder, I've got mushrooms.
Yeah.
And I've got cauliflower down pat as well, with the kernel skin, with the kernel.
What they
covering.
Have cauliflower?
No, it's my invention.
You put and that into the spices.
So I reckon if the kernel did say mushroom nuggets. Or cauliflower nuggets.
Yeah, it's not going to happen, though.
No, they'd smash it. Because then the vegans and all these other people, the vegetarians, would come in and gobble up Kentucky Fried Veggies.
Fried mushies.
KFV.
Jeez.
Is this another invention?
Yeah, it could be.
This could be Kentucky Fried Veggies.
It's not so stupid.
Of course it's not stupid, Mark.
That could work. People like fried stuff. And if it's fried... Are vegans allowed to eat like a fried mushroom?
Absolutely, they are.
If the oil isn't used for the other stuff too. It could be different oil.
Oh, no. This would be separate oil. Yeah. It's like nut
But
taste.
It could be
nut
like oil from a plant, right? And then are vegans allowed to eat oil from plants?
No. It can be the same. No. It can be the same oil, but it can't be cooked in the same oil they cook the chicken in.
Hang on. All oils are from plants, Mark.
We'd look after that. What?
All oils are from plants.
Are you sure?
Olive oil?
Yeah.
Sunflower oil?
Yeah.
Vegetable oil.
What about the oils ain't oils? Yeah, what about that guy?
Yeah, but you're not eating them or you're not drinking them. They're lubricants for your car.
Okay. You might be right.
They're petroleum-based.
You okay today coming in. Did you get extra salt like my mate Joey always used to?
No, but...
Mate.
I want to talk... You, when I said I was eating in the car, you looked at me like I was... Had two heads or something. Yeah, What's wrong with eating in the car? What's wrong with the pair of you? You just eat in the car. There's nothing wrong with that.
No, I'm good. But if you've got KFC, you've got to put the windows down.
But it's just me.
No, it's not, because it's when you get in next time, you'll smell it and you'll want to go back there.
No, my issue was it brought up some very bad memories of my VR Commodore from a long time ago, where once I was eating KFC in the car and I had the gravy, and I'm driving along and I've dropped some the seat between my legs.
Oh, no. Hang on, burnt you?
And it's got the gravy on it.
You know, I dropped the gravy dip. I dipped it in the passenger seat and I've gone... And then it's dripped onto the seat.
Oh, no.
And it didn't get my legs. No, I didn't do that. But it left a stain that never, ever, ever came out of that car seat.
Jesus, what's in the gravy at KFC?
Well, there's a moral of this story. You get leather.
Yeah, why didn't you have a leather seat?
You're riding with cloth.
Awkwardly, it was a company car.
Oh.
Yeah.
And it didn't look like gravy, did it?
It was in a particularly awkward location.
Yeah.
They thought you shit your pants during the day.
No. Thought you might have been having extra sessions in the car.
Oh, my
really?
Gosh. Are you serious? God. Okay. All right. Another intervention on YouTube, man. You guys are
It's a popular place for immature. It's a popular place for people to do it is in the car.
Oh, are we going? We're not serious. I agree. You are correct. Horror stories.
That's why I play the song The Bangles. If you remember, I was in the Ford Laser, had my first real pash, and The Bangles was on. Eternal Flame, and I thought,
hang on a second.
This is love.
That's what happened.
This is love right here.
So Eternal Flame's playing in a Ford Laser. What colour Ford Laser?
Blue.
A blue Ford Laser in whatever it was.
I won't say the girl's last name, but Leslie.
Is that a girl's name?
Well, she was a girl.
I thought Leslie was a boy's name.
I can confirm she was a girl. All right.
You sure?
I confirmed it.
These days you might know, but I guess back in the 80s,
so you would have been right. So we went and we kissed. It was my mate's car.
Was it a tongue pash?
Oh, yeah. It was a proper first kiss, and the Bangles were on, Eternal Flame, and that's why I've loved that song ever since.
So the Bangles
are spark. The spark was lit that day, my friend.
So that song came out in 1988 or 89.
No, that was before that.
No, it wasn't.
He'd know.
There wasn't.
I reckon it was 80. I was 15 and a half.
What year?
So I reckon it came out in 87.
Yeah, look this up.
87?
Yeah. Let's fact check this.
Okay. Well, let's have a look.
Fact check.
I'm just Googling Bangles, Eternal The Flame.
Yeah, it must have been 15. No, it was 16 because Shane was 18. It was his car. He's 2 years older than me.
88.
Yep.
There you
I was 16.
That'll do.
Yep.
Yep.
Good.
I was born in 72.
There you go.
So you can check up on my stories.
Hey.
I'm not telling fibbies.
Eternal Flame would have been so big when that came out.
Oh, it was huge.
That would have been played over and over and over on 3XY or whatever you're listening to back then.
She recorded it in the nude, Mark.
She did.
Susanna Hoff recorded it in the nude.
Why would she do that?
Because the producer said you'll get special notes and you'll hit beautiful
guys,
beautiful tones.
Hang on a second.
Get special notes.
You have told this story about 8 times in this podcast, and every time, Marco, you forget it. Like, we're going to get complaints from family members about the Bengals Eternal Flame story.
No, we're not, because there are so many people of my era that remember it like I do.
It's a great song.
You've got to hang on to it. It's like my BMX, Marco, and I want you to hit mum between the eyes with it.
Hey, I'm on your mum's side. Me?
What?
I'm on your mum's side. I think you should be apologising to her.
100%.
I'm apologising to mum for buying me a shit bike.
She worked her tail off.
Yeah, well,
and you were a sportsman. You should have been able to make that bumblebee talk. You should have been able to make it sing.
I could
have. And instead, you're blaming your weak little cross-ups on not having a bumblebee.
I tell you why.
You could have done those cross-ups if you had a red line or something.
I would have done the cross-ups. The frame was made of gold. It was that heavy, I couldn't even do a mono. I couldn't even get the front wheel up. The bike was that heavy.
So, Ox, first pash for you, 88 in a blue Ford Laser with Leslie.
No, it wasn't my first pash.
Okay.
It was my first...
Early.
Emotional pash. Or the first one with feelings.
Yeah. Oh.
In the back of a Laser.
Oh, right.
A little Ford Laser gear it was too. So, yeah. It had the velour seats.
Right.
Like, in the old Commodores, like the VLs, and they had the velour?
Yeah.
That's what this had. This had the velour seats.
You can't compare a VL Commodore to a Ford Gear.
Ford Laser?
Ford Laser.
No, I would never do that because I'm a Holden man.
Yeah, yeah.
And
just
my first car was a VL, but my first Pash was in the Ford Laser.
Nice.
My first passionate car was in my mate's Ford Laser.
It's got categories of your first Pash.
Marco, yours?
First Pash, I was 11 years old.
Oh, here we go. 11.
11?
11 years old.
I didn't even know I had anything at 11.
And I was on a cricket pitch.
Oh.
in Box Hill.
Don't tell me you bowled her over.
No.
Gosh. There's so many jokes there. I'm going Did you pat up? No.
I'm trying to remember a name, but I'm stumped.
Jeez. Did you bowl the maiden over?
Oh, God. At 11, you would have been batting them away. Oh. 11. How old was she? 17.
She wanted to get a friend involved, but I said, I'm not swinging for anybody on this cricket pitch. I'm not swinging at all.
Okay, this is going rapidly downhill. I reckon we need to get. I think we need to call your mum.
Yeah, let's. Can we get a breakaway? Because I need to drink a water.
I just remembered her name. Her name was Sheridan. It just popped into my head.
Sheridan.
Really?
That was her name.
Wow.
If you're out there, Sheridan, it was a bloody good pash.
At 11,
it was a ripper.
At 11, that was 40 years ago.
Put me on my way.
Well done.
All right. So we're gonna go and get a couple of waters because Ox, you are looking.
I need a brocker. Actually, maybe the hair of the dog.
Maybe he's going to splash your face with a bit of water.
We got any wine in here?
So we got Mary. Have we got time for a first world problem after
yes,
a little break?
Yes, we do. If you have
one, I got one.
All right, we'll do that shortly.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am, but Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
This is the Couple of Blokes podcast with Ox and Marco, and as always, thanks to our great mates at E&S Trading. Make sure to subscribe and you'll never miss an episode. And it'd be great if you could rate and review us wherever you get your pods.
Big thank you again to ENS and the Clearance Centre, right opposite the biggest IKEA you'll ever see on Dandenong Road in Clayton.
You go in there, you will see Rob Sinclair putting the ovens together. Yeah, that's how committed he is to getting good product out to good people.
And when he actually talks to you, he has that little giggle in his voice.
And we won't be beaten on price.
That's him.
Hey, what a man.
I saw you when you got your dryer. I saw you talking to Kurt down on the floor and you were rinsing him over the price.
Well, I had to.
Yeah.
So what? You walk in there, don't accept the price they're offering. You ask them for a discount.
And go to Kurt.
Yeah, and go.
Kurt is weak as water.
Buckles. Oh, he's hopeless. Doesn't he buckle? he folds like a deck chair, that
he
one.
He is hopeless.
They call him Deck Chair Kurt.
Hey, before we go any further, you had some homework from the last pod. Now, you're always giving it to me that I don't do my homework. Yeah. You're giving it to Ox because he doesn't do his homework. Well, did you do your homework?
I did do my homework. Uh-huh. So the homework was... So, okay, let's reset
I'm glad somebody is.
Yeah, let's reset. So this came from your first world problem last week, Ox, or a couple of weeks ago, where you were talking about why don't service stations provide any service? You've got to pump your own petrol, yada, yada, yada.
It's a service station.
Yeah,
and exactly. It doesn't give you any service. In fact, you have to do it yourself.
Zippo.
Right.
But the one
they should be called self-service stations.
That's right.
There may be. But I said the one near my joint, near the Box Hill Golf Club, on Station Road in Box Hill, or Station Street, I forget which it is, the bloke there comes out and does your car for you.
Does.
That's right.
I did my homework. I went to see him. I thought, I'll go and check him out, get him on the pod, as I said I would do. So I walked in. He's in there. There's another bloke in there too called Daniel. And I explained the background. I said, here's what we're doing. We're talking about this. Love to get you on for a chat. And you know what he said?
He said, let's go.
No, he said...
Oh, you guys, I love Marco and Ox. Beauty!
No, he did not. He said...
too busy serving people?
No. He said to me, nah, not doing it. I was like, oh, okay. But he said, but Daniel over there. So I said, oh, Daniel, you happy to come on? And he said, nah. And then the first bloke said, we're getting paid for it. And I said, no.
Are you serious?
I said, no, I am serious. Well, they're lovely guys, but I said, no, they're not going to pay you for it, but we will plug the servo. And he said, nah.
Is that how he'd smoke?
Yeah,
he did. With that voice?
But then guess what he said? He then said, we had an ad being filmed here this week for the Formula One for Sportsbet. They filmed it at our servo and it's going to go to air on TV during the Formula One.
So the people who said no to coming out on our pod will be on TV.
Well, the servo will be, yeah.
So did they get any money for that? He sounds pretty money hungry, this dude.
I reckon they did.
So cut to the chase.
He said no.
Do they come out and do service or not?
Yes, they do.
Did you get service that day or not?
No, I wasn't getting petrol that day. I had a full tank.
What were you going in there for? Just to get Tic Tacs?
No, to talk to the dude and get him to come on the pod. I was driving past. Because unlike you guys, do the homework.
You didn't even do a test run. You didn't even go there with an empty tank to see if they would do it.
I have been there like about 20 times.
Yeah, but times have changed. I reckon you've done your homework. Actually, I reckon you got someone else to do your homework. I don't even reckon you did it properly.
You are talking out of your ass. And that came from your first world problem last week. I want to know, have you got any more this week?
Yeah, I've got one.
You said you would.
Yeah, I've got one.
You got a first world problem?
Yeah, play the intro.
Every year of every day, thousands of people fall victim to FWP.
First world problems.
Well, nice work, Daz.
Not bad.
This is about my home life.
Oh, please tell me it's to do with the kids.
No, it's not to do with the kids.
Not Trish.
Trish.
Uh-oh.
All right. Okay.
Buckle up.
You ready for the couch?
No.
Doghouse? Spare room?
I'm ready for the cone of silence because she cannot hear this.
All right.
So bring it down. Daz up, please. Right.
First world problems, bringing in your wife. Yeah. Now, this could be trouble.
This is first up.
Okay.
So, you see the way I just made Dan a coffee here at our work, Assembled Media.
And you're good at making coffees.
And you know what you do after you've made a coffee using the good coffee machine?
You clean it down.
You clean that bastard.
You're right now.
So the
especially that frothing thing, the little silver bit, you got to clean that.
You clean it. Because you can't embarrass yourself.
No.
And let the next person down.
No way.
This is a team.
Yep.
Apparently Trish doesn't understand this.
Oh, no.
She doesn't understand it one fucking bit.
Right? There is an eye in Trish.
So every day, and I'm talking about once a week, when I say every day, sometimes twice, if I have a coffee, that thing is left pristine.
I know.
For my wife.
Yeah.
Absolutely pristine.
Perfect.
Couldn't be better. Everything's done.
Because her enjoyment from a nice coffee is really important to you.
That is right.
And that's why you've got your papers in for Husband of the Year again.
And when she comes down from working at home, down those stairs, the last thing I want her to do is clean up my mess.
No way.
Right? That's the last thing.
It's very polite.
Do you reckon that'd be reciprocated back in
don't tell me, Trish.
In my general direction?
Are you sure it's not the kids?
My kids don't drink coffee.
Okay.
Not yet, anyway. They won't, it won't be long.
She loves a coffee.
She drinks more coffee than any other woman.
Oh, Trish.
Every day, I've got to clean it. Not only do I have to clean it, I have to. She like leaves the coffee. She won't even go with the thing and get out the coffee.
She's a good listener, though, Trish. She's not.
Hang on, I'll get to this in a second.
How many a day, by the way, she having?
Three.
Three times she doesn't clean it.
Three times she'll have three coffees and not clean it three times.
Well, she thinks the magic coffee machine cleaner is just going to rock in each day and do it.
That's exactly right.
Trish.
Anyway. So it's not just leaving the coffee, whatever you call it, in the coffee, whatever you call it, thing.
Oh, you got the...
You know, with the milk.
Yeah, the handle thing on
it. You know what she thinks is cleaning it? She puts water in the milk...
The cup. Yep.
That you steam it in.
Yeah.
And she just puts water in that and just sticks it on the nozzle. So the nozzle sticks in dirty water.
Well, that doesn't work, Trish.
It's like every time... Yeah,
it's a big problem.
Here's my first world problem. I've had fun with it, all right? Just had a bit of fun with her. And I'm going, you know, dancing around it because I know it's a sensitive issue. But I'm at wit's end. So I've come to you on my hands and knees. I need help. What do I do? Because I can't cop this for 1 second longer.
All right, divorce.
Yeah, call Sharon and hook up with Sharon again.
No, you've got to hit her between the eyes with it. Not actually hit her with it. Yeah. Just tell her.
Figuratively.
Trish, what you're doing here, this is selfish.
Yeah.
And you're not selfish.
Yeah.
You got two beautiful ears.
Yeah.
Listen. That's right. I'm trying to tell you. Listen. Clean up after yourself, darling.
See, that's exactly how I'm scared it would go. It would start off nice.
Yeah.
And then in the end, it wouldn't be nice. There'd be tone in your voice.
Well, make sure the kids are there.
This was a real issue.
Make sure the kids are there when you do it.
That's a good plan.
Make sure the kids are there. Very good for just
get the kids on side.
Get the kids on side.
Let's all have a bit of fun with mum and try and get her to clean this coffee.
So you get Liv. Liv is 16 or 17. Just get Liv to pipe and say, I've never had a coffee. I might have one. Just a break, you know, just to kind of get... Yeah. There you go.
Yeah.
Let's bring the cone up, I reckon.
Bring the cone up. Oh, mate. Anyway, it's a tough one.
If you want me to call her, I'm happy to do it.
An intervention on Trish.
I'm happy to do it.
Next time you've had 15 beers,
I'll ring her.
Once you start getting into the bourbons, can you call her then?
I'll call Trish
and
then.
See how she goes.
Okay, so right, you listen up here, Trish.
You had a first world problem, Oxstead?
Yeah, I have.
You got one too.
Now, this only happens in the first world because you need... traffic lights, and you need a crossing.
Yeah, that's right.
What is it with idiots who cross the road when it's on green, which is okay, and they dawdle across? They know there is 20 cars waiting, and they're just in their own little world, or they're on their phone, and they're looking back, and they're just dawdling.
I'll tell you what it is. Idiocy. It's disgusting. It's civil selfishness. It's a lot of things wrapped in the one.
Do they realise that if a car didn't happen to see them, they're going to be dead? Just get across the road and move on.
Yeah, what?
And it's also the pelicans that actually take off when the thing is flashing red and they thought they'll beat it. So I've got a new trick.
What is it?
You pretend to take off. Which you do. You take off, but you only go a little bit. Then you foot on the horn like this, put the arms up in there. It works every time. I'm telling you now, they get so surprised. It is a ripper. And especially if they're carrying a cup of coffee, it is so good. It is so, so good. So just do yourself a favour. Try it. Just give them a little fright because they won't do it again.
I think some of them go slow on purpose.
Yep. Oh, no, they do.
That's what I think.
No, I do.
I think they get halfway across and they can see you waiting Yep. And then they really put on the brakes.
And the ones who go slow, the ones who go slow, now this is a very, very big generalization.
Yeah, okay.
But they are protesters. They're the people that go in and protest about
whatever.
Climate, about whales, about too many ducks on the road, whatever they're protesting about.
The Mexican jumping beans down
that's
the
what
road.
It is. Yep. They are the slow walkers across pedestrians. Are protesters.
Yes. You talk about pedestrians. I've got a hypothesis for you.
Oh, here we go. I love hypotheses.
That's a theory, right?
Heavy rain. It's been raining a lot. You're driving along a road.
Yeah.
There's a puddle on the side. You know how the puddle
there?
Oh,
yes, my favourite.
There's a pedestrian on the footpath walking along.
Yep. Yeah.
Now, it's not an old lady or an old dude or someone, you know, it's a teenage boy who you know has got away with mischief 4 years, because that's what teenage boys do, because we were one and we know.
Yeah.
Is it okay to drive through that puddle at a reasonable rate of knots and splash that teenage boy?
I think it's okay.
I think it's mandatory.
Yeah.
I think you have to, and if he's got a can of spray in his hand.
Oh, they all do.
You actually hit him with the car.
No, you do not.
No, you give it to – I love the puddles. Yeah. I'm a massive – and you're right. You don't do it to little old ladies.
No.
You don't do it to people with animals.
Don't do it to women.
No. Just do it to those little smart-ass kids and need a bit of a clip.
Yep.
A bit of a clip. And maybe for Trish if she's not cleaning your coffee.
All right. I reckon you have procrastinated this and put it off enough, Ox. I think we need to call Mez.
Let's call Mary.
Give Mary a call.
All right, let's get the number here.
I hope she's had a good sleep.
She would have been down the bowls club. She's probably about three wines in.
Oh, yeah, she loves a wine.
Hello, Mary speaking.
Hello, Mary. It's Mark Allen.
Hi, Mark. How are you?
Mary, I'm well. I'm here with your son.
Hello, Mum.
And I'm here with Dan.
Hello, Dan. David.
Marco. David. This is official.
And, Mary, I just want to know, I want you to know, I'm on your side here.
So am I.
Because I know you would have worked your tail off to get your boy a bumblebee BMX. I know you did. I know it would have been an awful lot.
Marco, I'll tell you one thing. He's got a bit of a history with bikes.
Mm. Oh, really?
His first bike he got when he was 2 years and 9 months old.
Mm.
He had fabulous coordination.
Yes.
Keep going. Balance.
Tell us more, Mum.
And... it was bought from Spike's Bike in Terrelgan for $55.
Wow.
And it was the tiniest bike I've ever seen.
Yeah.
But unfortunately with that bike, he rode out of our driveway in Terrelgan and ran into the council truck, which was stationary, driven by Calvin Templeton's father. And unbeknownst to us at that stage who Calvin Templeton was, but his poor old dad almost had a heart attack. He was more affected than David was. So that was the first bike.
Yep.
The bumblebee.
Yeah.
How much did you pay for the bumblebee, Mum?
Oh, look, I reckon it was probably about $300, $400.
That's a hell of a lot of money.
You could have bought a mongoose, Mum, or a Redline, or a Supermax for the same money.
They were too expensive, and Toy World in Sunbury, who had the bike shop, would not drop any prices.
I tell you, you couldn't barter with Toy World, Marco. They were ruthless. Their prices were set. You couldn't muck around
and
with it.
And within 18 months of buying that bike, his legs grew too big and too tall that he looked like he had extra handlebars when he was riding.
Oh, well, that's only two bikes, Mum.
Well, what about the racing bike?
What happened to that?
Well, that was the one that we bought from Target.
Oh, God.
It was not
we
much
only,
cheaper
we only shopped
than the
at the best. We only shopped at Toy World and Target.
Somebody didn't have too many shops, but the Toy World didn't have the racing bike. So,
all right. So what happened? What happened to the racer?
From Target. Well, you rode it one night to the basketball stadium to do some refereeing.
Yeah.
And you left it there because it was raining
and someone
had given you a lift home.
Yep.
And when you went back the next day, the stadium had been broken into and your bike had gone, never to be found again.
Stolen racer.
Bloody hell, David.
From then on, he could buy his own bike.
Yeah.
Fair enough,
my next bike I bought I was up on blocks about 2 weeks later. Someone stole my wheels. It's a tough place to grow up in, Sunbury.
Do you know what I'm hearing here? I'm hearing here stories from a mother who loved and cared for and looked after her son.
That's right.
I'm hearing a son who was careless with these items that he was given by his loving mother.
I also hear that.
I got run over by a bloke who was reckless on the road. Calvin Templin's dead.
You're missing the point
here.
He was
reckless.
I believe it was stationary at the time.
He was stationary.
Well, he was only stationary.
The poor old guy, he must have been in his late 60s and he was probably, you know, before retirement was really good and he nearly had, he was in a bad way.
Well, what was he parking over our driveway for? That's my runway.
He was collecting the rubbish. No.
Mary, can you apologise? Can you apologise for buying a Bumblebee instead of a Redline or a Supermax?
No, I couldn't justify that because I didn't have the money to do it.
Good on you, Mayors.
Yes.
And we didn't keep up with the Joneses in those days. We couldn't afford to.
I think you need to say thank you to your mum for not only the smallest bike she's ever seen,
Mum,
from Toy World.
I got bullied.
Not only for Bumblebee.
I got bullied at Salesian College.
And not only for the racer, but a Target. I think.
Target.
Excuse me, David, you didn't even ride the bike to Salesian College. I drove you every day.
Mum, Jesus Christ!
Mum, I had a crate on the front of my BMX that I used to put my school bag in.
What, AT style?
I used to... Yeah,
did you?
Yeah,
nice. I think Mary's got the truth on her side on this one.
Goodness me! I think you should
thank your mum.
Thanks, Mum, for the Bumblebee.
Everything she got you.
I will be forever grateful.
You're welcome, Dave. I've got another bike here in the shed that maybe when you nap next time you can have a ride.
All right, thank you.
Hey, Mary, one more. Were there really seven Marys at a place where you worked once at a hospital or something?
At Cooler Centre in Sunbury. How many Marys were there?
There were at least six of us.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And what was your nickname?
Meg.
And what was Mary Rush's nickname or Mary Eccles?
Mem, I think we used to call her.
Yep.
Meg, oh my gosh, they just went on and on and on.
Well, you're the best Mary I've ever met, Mary. You're number one.
Thank you, Marco.
No worries.
Mary, before you go, one last question. When you lined up Eddie Maguire after the pie incident, yes. what did he say?
Well, he rang me after I'd made several phone calls. And then he rang. I actually didn't see the episode that night because I was in bed sick, but I was less enchanted.
Yes.
Less enchanted when I watched it the next day. So I rang several times. Finally, he gets back, Eddie Maguire. And I said, what? From Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? You want to stick to that?
Which hadn't even started then. good on
you, mate. You're a star.
Thanks, Mary.
You're a Birmingham star.
Okay.
Well done.
See ya.
Bye.
She's a ripper, Ox.
That is fantastic. Your mum sounds great.
She's a ripper.
She just doesn't choose good bikes.
She did the best she could, you mongrel.
She should have asked me.
Where'd she get the Bumblebee from again?
Toy World. Friggin' Toy World.
God, very funny.
And then she went and bought me Racer at Target. Goodness.
So good. Have we got any feedback?
Yeah, let's do a couple of quick ones because we're running well over time on this one. First of all, from Wayne, this is in response to... actually, we've got a bone to pick with you, Ox.
Oh, here we go.
Another one.
Oh, he's not getting slammed and slaughtered
today.
A
couple of weeks ago, we had a podcast where you didn't talk about the Melbourne Demons and the culture and all that sort of stuff, but you went on another podcast and started banging on about it. What are we, like pork chops here?
I didn't do a podcast.
Well, whatever. What was it?
I did mainstream radio.
Oh, right. Is that what it was?
Yeah, I'm paid by them to actually talk.
Right, okay.
So is that the bone?
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, that was it.
Oh, sorry for putting food in my children's mouth.
Okay, but we had a bit of feedback from Wayne on that, and he said here, I reckon plenty of ex-demons reckon the same, but they lack the guts to say it out loud. Bravo, Ox.
Yeah, well done, Ox.
There you go.
It is good.
Comment here from Adam. Happy New Year, boys. I enjoyed binge listening over the break, loving the banter. I've been listening to you guys for a long time now. The longevity of you is astounding. Whatever happened to Confucius? Anyway, happy birthday, Theo. And Marco, keep sipping those shandies.
Now, Confucius is still around. He was very funny. Very, very funny Confucius.
He was, of everybody,
Hello, Michael. Hello, Hawks.
He was my favourite.
Confucius.
Confucius say, man walking street with baseball bat, not necessarily playing baseball.
Well, happy birthday 24/7.
Yeah.
My birthday's 24/7, so I used to get wished happy birthday 24/7.
And he was Theo X. So, who was the coach at the time?
Neil Baum.
Neil Baum. It said the Ox, but he said, who's this Theo X? Who's Theo X?
Got it. Okay, yeah. There you go. And this one from Stuart, who was talking about the photo of you, your ringtone photo that comes up with it. And Stuart said, that is the smile of a man who's just realised the colonic specialist lost their wedding ring. There you go.
I played golf with a bloke the other day who questioned you and what you did in your holidays. You knew that hobby of sticking plastic things up your bum.
It was called a colonic. It is a medical thing to actually clean yourself out.
He thought it was very strange.
I bet you he's doing it right now. I bet you he's had a go of it. Oh,
yeah. Give the wheel a spin, Ox.
All right, spin the wheel.
Oh, you're not going to believe this.
It's not a bike joke, is it?
Mum jokes.
Oh, mum joke.
It's a mum joke. Too good. Who put mum up there on the wheel?
It's like intuitive. It's like AI. It's intuitive. It hears you talking about it and makes it up there, I think.
I think we must have done some AI in the off season and got this up. Righto.
What do you call a mum that can't draw?
I don't know.
Tracy.
Yeah, it's not bad.
So, okay. Maybe we can do better.
What do alien mums like to drink?
I don't know.
Starbucks.
Yes. Nice. Good one, yeah.
All right.
We'll see you next week, boys.
See you, guys.
What are you doing? Are you going?
I'm having to look at these stupid, like the bad mama jokes, the yo mamas.
All right, we'll catch you next week.
Can I just give you one?
Oh, you got a yo mama joke?
Yo mama, so dumb, she decided to skip her ABCs and learn her STDs.
And thanks for listening to the Couple of Blokes podcast with Ox and Marco. And if you get a chance to share it with a friend, that'd be fantastic. Massive thanks to the team at the E&S Trading Clearance Centre in Clayton on Dandenong Road. And if you're not in Melbourne, you can check them out online. Some massive savings. Couple of Blokes executive producer is Dan Bradley at Kaizen Media and sound design from Daryl Misson at loudzebra.com. We'll see you next time.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.